Hello?
Oh, hi, Alexander.
Yes, it's me.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, Tina. How can I help you?
Well, I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, is there a possibility I could cancel my subscription? I got a job, and I won't be fulfilling that need anymore.
Oh, okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 3rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior to that date. So there's...
I thought that I was only going to be on for a month. At the most 3 months, I thought something like that. I don't recall any permanent renewal or like that, any recurring charges like that.
So you're on a month-to-month subscription, but it's non-contractual. You can cancel at any time, but in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to cancel within 3 business days of your billing date, which is the 3rd. So I can't cancel an account with a past due balance, but I can give you a couple of options because, you know, you're telling me that things are tight right now and you don't really, you know, have the funds. So I could put you into friends and family pricing of $149 monthly. That would at least save you $50 off that past due balance. And then... Yeah, once we get the payment up to speed, I can push the next one out for 30 days. So let's say that, you know, you can't pay this till December 20th, and then you're going to have another payment coming up on January 3rd. I definitely don't want you to have 2 payments so close together.
Yeah.
So
I'd like if we can put a memo in my my file. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can maybe get you that $150 when I can, but please put a memo in my file because I won't be paying next month for sure.
Okay. Well, it does continue to reoccur until it settles, so just try to do what you can to get it settled before January 3rd because if not, it'll be past due for a second month. But
yeah,
if we retrieve the...
It can't reoccur on the card that you guys don't have, so I'm kind of that serves for me, so...
No, I understand, but it still affects your credit because of the terms and conditions and the e-signature that we have, and I definitely don't want that to happen to you, especially if there's other options. One thing I want to let you know also, Alexander, is that it does also state in the terms that first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days. Your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark. So you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you a lot of business. I always tell people that, of course, you'll see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away, but it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you.
And so, that's fine, Tina. I'm just not inside that career path anymore. Like, I found a new gig, so I'm actually...
Oh, you're closing the business completely.
Well, I'm just suspending the business. So it's
I see. I wasn't understanding. Okay, so suspending the business to go for the other career path, and maybe circle back to it in the future, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly,
so one thing you could do, since you're kind of not 100% certain, is once that $149 is paid, we could also do what's called a seasonal hold, where we can stop your billing for up to 90 days, and then should you decide to continue, it reinstates for you. And that benefit.
What's the deadline for the so I won't get charged again? I'll happily play the $150. I just have to catch up on some things. For sure,
So the December 31st, well, that's New Year's Eve, but that would be the absolute deadline to pay it because we say 3 business days prior to the 3rd.
Okay. And the 3rd is that mark, so yeah.
December 30th, December 31st, you'd be good. So,
all right.
offer.
And then that you said that's 3 days before. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, there also is an option. I don't know if you've seen the website or not that we built, but if you think that would be beneficial, we could, once the account is up to speed, we could cancel the account and have you just keep the website. And that's just $29 monthly for the hosting of the site.
What about for my Facebook page that we got set up?
Same thing. You get to keep all of that. So you know, if you cancel, you keep the Facebook, you keep all of the directories. It's just that the website would come down, and some people, they want to keep the site. So especially since you have fosterutilityservices.com, sometimes it's hard to get a site with your business name in it, you know? So that might be something that you want to consider to, you know, keep the site and just pay the $29. But if you want to keep a Facebook or one of the other directories, you'll automatically always have that.
Okay. I'll probably follow up with you guys closer to that day of December 30th.
Okay.
But is there any memo that you can put inside my file that will, you know, because I definitely will be canceling it at the same time I also be paying as well. So I don't know if you guys want to. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I just notated the account, Alexander. So I put once you pay, you want to cancel the account. So we'll have that, should you call in and pay and I happen to be out that day, I'll still see the note and we'll get the account canceled for you prior to the next billing.
And you also annotated the friends and family. You said something about friends and family?
Yep, I already applied that for you. The friends and family rate of $149, okay. I put that in there for you. So I changed your past due from $199 to $149.
That sounds great, Tina. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, Alexander. Have a great rest of your day, too.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.